The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're going to get our Astro on and probably some alcohol on. Because we're doing a live broadcast, and it's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Is an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, back in studio. Tyler Scott out with us here at Live Sports Bar on Main Street as opening night for the Astros at home. If you're looking for a place to come hang out before the game, get your drink on, hang out. This is a very cool spot. Park down here and walk your ass down to Minute Maid for the game. And if you're not going to the game, then you should just be here. No real excuse for
What's the walk, would you guess, from here to Minute Maid?
8 minutes tops. Okay. Depends on how – if you're like a big waddler, it's probably 8 minutes.
Okay.
If you're kind of a normal person, I'd say like six.
What about here to Toyota Center?
Add about a minute and a half, because it's you just kind of cut.
You can
across.
You can walk from Minute Maid to Toyota Center in
a minute and a half? No, it's just the direction from here.
Okay.
You're cutting some.
You cut a corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little longer walk, but you're just going a different direction.
All right.
Maybe 2 minutes.
I'm torn on how to handle this situation.
Oh, you're going to the Rockets game.
I am going to the Rockets game. Told my kid I'd take him to a Rockets game this season, and you know how it goes. You delay and delay, and then you're like, oh.
There's only one left.
I guess, guess we're going to the Knicks, son.
Well, if you're curious, for some reason.
I'm guessing it's not going to be a really crowded Rockets game tonight. A, it's the Knicks.
Right.
B, there's most sports people in town are probably going to be partaking in the festivities of Astros opening day.
You would think.
I would think. But I don't know.
But all I know is that area down there is going to be pretty crowded here
in a couple hours.
That's why you should park down here, hang out down here, walk, and then come back and drink after the game. That'd be my move.
So, well, what if you had an 11-year-old with you?
I'd still drink, just not as much.
Okay. You might drink more.
Yeah, well, depends on how the 11-year-old acts.
Well, it depends on how he drives, right?
Well.
I think that's the real question.
You're so lucky. You're only 4 years away from having a designated driver.
Oh, I can't wait.
It is the best thing in the world. If I get myself in a bad situation, it's like I got two kids now that can come get me.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and – I haven't taken advantage of it enough because most of the time I just Uber. But, you know, the fact that they can both drive is not a bad thing. It's just like, well, okay. You still want support? Come pick Dad up at the bar.
You like having your insurance paid for?
Exactly. Oh. Yeah, because Dad's stumbling right now and he needs a ride. And probably can't even punch up the Uber app. So
Dad needs insurance that he's going to get home tonight.
Exactly. Well, since you're going to the Knicks game, I have something for you.
Am I going to the Knicks game or am I going to the Rockets
game? Well, I think you're going to the Knicks game because I, for some reason, got...
I don't expect it to be the Knicks game, I'll be honest.
I got an email of Knicks media info from, I guess, whoever the Knicks PR person is. And they're just reaching out to provide information on the Knicks. They've got contacts for you. They got game notes. So everything you want to know about, you got one of those too, Tyler? I don't know how they got our emails, but however they did, I have all kinds of information for you on the New York Knicks.
They sent it to my Gmail, though. I don't know why.
Well, that's the thing. Mine, too. Because, you know,
that's the only email you have, but
right,
I've been using the Gal Media, and I don't know why they wouldn't use that.
Yeah, I've been debating, because I shut down my Gal Media email because I just didn't use it.
And spelled wrong, too.
And it was spelled wrong, yeah.
That's a big disadvantage.
Welcome to the company, Mr. F-A-U-O-R. But I'm thinking I need a separate sports map email because I just have so much sports map-related stuff. But I don't know how they got my Gmail for this. But
SportsMapBoss@gmail.com?
I was thinking SportsMapOverlord.
King of the map?
At gmail.com.
SportsMapNightKing?
Maybe Lord Falcon of Sports Map.
Oh, that's the best one right there.
But I don't know how professional that is for people who are pitching stuff to me.
Mapsandstuff.com.
Yeah, probably just going to be something like, you know, sportsmapfower@gmail.com.
How about this? How about Sports Map Fred?
Yeah, that's true.
Make it simple, bro.
It's like I always talk about when we have these promo codes, I ask them to never use Fower.
Right.
And they do it anyway. But I always tell them to use Fred. You're probably right. SportsMapFred@gmail.com. That'll probably work. All right. So you got Rockets. We got Astros tonight. We got Final Four tomorrow. Man, it's going to be a fun weekend for sports. I've already told you I made a couple plays based on listening to you and Brad. You know, we'll see how it works out. I'm not investing a lot.
I'm not either. I'm playing, but I'm not going heavy.
409 says, AJ, where are you sitting? We'll try and get your kid a shirt.
I don't know. I'd have to look at my...
And a lot of where do we park there and how much is it? The best thing to do is park... I get directions wrong. What direction is that? Is that like north? West? It's more west?
I'm in 405.
Okay. Park west of Main Street because that's where it's cheapest. Or if you're going... If you're going to the game straight, go park as far down in East Downtown as you can because they're still charging $10 by my house now. So there's just
$10 is reasonable though.
It's reasonable and it's an easy walk and there's all kinds of places you can stop. But if you were coming here, I would suggest just park west of Main Street. There's a couple lots that aren't that bad.
Okay, let's.
You want to get here before they start charging Astro prices.
Let's discuss something else. If you are, what time do they stop? Checking the meters here.
6 o'clock.
So if you're parked at a metered spot at 6 o'clock, no big deal, right?
Yeah, no big deal.
You're good until morning.
Yeah.
If you wanted to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and actually, I don't think they charge on Saturdays, so I think you're...
So I'm good till Monday morning.
Yeah. So if, you know, you want
to... So if I get so hammered at the game tonight that I can't drive until Monday morning, I'm good.
Yeah,
theoretically, you could just Uber back. Yeah.
Wouldn't have to put any more money into the time slot. Okay, cool.
So,
wrecked.
Yeah, good. There you go. But now I would park that. There's a bunch of lots down there. You can get on. There's some street parking there still. So if you're coming, but it's kind of a mixed bag. If you're coming before 5:30, which you should, then the parking's cheaper. After that, they start charging you Astro prices. So I would get here before 5:30 or after 6 o'clock.
Okay.
How's that? That's a pretty good window there. You pay less before 5:30, and then after 6 o'clock, if you can find a spot on the street, which is also not easy. But, yeah, the closer you get, if you go east of Main Street, you're going to be running into expensive parking and, you know, a lot of and not that many available spots.
And I'll tell you, I mean, this is going to be one of the nights when parking's most expensive because it's an event. You know, it's opening day for the Astros. So, they're going to upcharge you a little bit. Let's face it.
Yeah.
When there's a big event.
Dynamic pricing.
Minute Maid or Toyota Center, they always jack up the price. If it's a regular game, no big deal. But I'll never forget when I came to see McCartney here. And, I mean, the cheapest you could park within 5 or 6 blocks of the stadium was $100.
Yeah. So, they really jack it up for concerts.
Oh, yeah. And good for them.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me hate them, but good for them. Good for the people who bought parking lots in this stupid town.
Well, honestly, the way things are growing towards me, I've been thinking about buying a lot over there, just knowing I'll be able to use it for parking.
It's a good move.
And, I mean, it's pretty easy money, frankly. It's kind of push button.
Yeah.
But I mean, even that way, it used to be you could park over by 8th Wonder and walk. Yeah, you can't anymore.
No.
And they're charging everywhere down there, so it's like, maybe get in on that.
Are you going to any games this weekend?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay. Tyler's going, right?
Yeah, I'm going tonight.
You're going tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you got somebody going Saturday for
Jose's going Saturday.
Jose Partida.
But here's what I've been told by Jose. I don't know how accurate this is.
New development in the hat situation. He told me.
Have you confirmed it from someone other than Jose, or is that just the rumor Jose's hearing?
That was his source, who is like our hat guy. Works for New Era, so.
So he works for New Era, and he can't just.
Well, no, he doesn't work for New Era. He works for Lids. And this is this hat is only going to be at the stadium.
Okay. Working at Lids is there. I was going to say, if he works at New Era and he can't hook us up with
he has hookups at New Era, but I don't know that he necessarily could get that hat. So.
Okay. Well, how good of a friend is he? Let's face it.
I mean, he's a loyal listener.
Okay. All right. Just saying. Well, how loyal?
Yeah. not begging here or anything, but.
Yeah.
But true.
Apparently there's going to be some sort of what are they calling it, a lottery system?
Something like that, yeah.
Or like a raffle system where you're going to have a ticket, and if they call your number, you get a chance to buy the hats.
Basically.
And if you win, Jose thinks you'll get a chance to buy all three hats, which, like, it makes more sense to let everybody have a chance to buy one hat than to let.
This sounds like more trouble than it's worth.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he is going with two people, so they don't want the hat, so he's going to use their ticket. And then I told him, just ask everybody around you if they're going to try and get the hat, and if not, just get their ticket. And then you have extra chances.
Well, and you know, any extras you got, bring them back to the office. Some of us will buy them.
Yeah.
I certainly would.
You'd buy a hat?
Yeah.
Well, but the thing is,
not if I had not. I won't go through all that trouble to do
fitted,
it.
So, like, you'd have. I mean, you'd have to know your size.
I'll figure it out.
I mean,
I'm not worried about it. I'm a one size fits all kind of guy. 713-780-3776. If you wish to text the show, you can do it. We're going to take a quick break. And people tell me they charge meters on Saturday. But not Sunday.
Okay. Well, I'll be sober enough to drive by the morning then.
Yeah, you should be fine. All right. We are going to. Somebody said the hat will be on offer up in a few weeks, whatever that is.
I don't know what that is either. And I'm not looking to pay, like, secondary hat prices.
This is really turning into more trouble than it's worth. They're not that nice.
Would I like the hat? I mean, yes.
They're okay.
Am I going to put out a second mortgage on my home to get the hat? No. I'll be fine if
you've already
I don't
done that
have
for
it.
Beer. You can't do that for a hat.
Yeah, as much money as I spend on beer, I can't get into the craft hat game. Also, beer and bourbon, I'm tapped out.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, live from Live Sports Bar downtown.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Live Sports Bar on Main Street. Blitz are starting to trickle in. Our man Jason's already here and bought us a beer, and Dustin the Ginger's here now, and the current future ex-wife is here. So
there you go.
Yeah, and people starting to come on in. So we'll be here till 7 o'clock, lead you right up to the Astros, and Holly wants some Astros talk for a guy who's never listened to ESPN 97.5.
Go Stros. I mean, listen, it's another game. I know it's the first game here, but.
And it's always fun, and it's just like opening day was. It's different for everybody. They hang on every pitch. It's awesome. I love it. But it is one of 162, and, you know, you'd like to see them start putting some wins together here at some point, but it's so early in the season right now. And I still think they win this division. In fact, Charlie wrote a really good column on Sports Map today about, you know, don't panic. Just go. Just go with it. It's all fine. And Bernardo said, I just took that handle for Gmail. How much are you willing to pay for it, Fred? Zero. Take them all if you want. I'll come up with something else. You know, I'm not paying for any email addresses or websites.
I still can't get ajhoffman.com.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I can't get fredfauer.com. So not in any big rush to do that. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I will say this, it is so cool seeing all the Astros gear today, just like it was opening day. Like, everybody's decked out in it for the most part. Astros colors are, I think they look really good, especially on women.
You like the orange on women?
I prefer the blue.
Okay, I was going to say, orange is usually not a color that looks great on
people. But for some reason, it works.
I like it when there's blue with the hints of orange on it.
Yeah.
If you go orange as the primary,
I think it works.
It works on certain skin tones.
If you're darker, yes.
Yeah, if you're pasty, probably. Like, if you were Tyler, don't wear an orange shirt.
Oh, yeah, no, that would look hideous on him.
Tyler's like a super white guy with an orange beard. It would not look good if he were wearing orange.
But that blue would work for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works for everybody.
All right, yeah. Blue's it's a color that it's versatile.
I feel like the blue's working right now.
It's working all right.
I mean, you can't tell because we had
It looks gray under the stage lights here.
You don't look too crappy, I guess.
Hey,
who are you going to the game with?
Meeting up some people I used to work with.
Like a chick?
There will be many chicks there.
Will there be chicks that you're trying to have sex with there?
Not in this group. No.
Oh, that's too bad.
No.
Doesn't mean it won't happen, though.
Well, it doesn't mean that it hasn't already happened.
Ah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's one of those situations.
You're not a double dipper. You don't, like, once you go to the well, you prefer to find a new well and not go back to that well.
No, I feel like I go green every once in a while. I like to recycle.
You reuse a towel once in a while? Like, you'll hang the towel up instead of throwing it on the floor in the hotel?
Yeah.
Okay. But this particular towel.
Currently, this situation, will be no.
This towel is on the floor.
Yeah. So this is one and done.
This needs to be in the washer.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got a must to it.
I don't know.
you could tell us. Don't be shy. When did you get shy, Tyler?
I'm not shy. I'm here. You want the full story?
Yeah, I want the full story.
Yes, of course.
She's an ex, and I don't want to.
Okay. What made it end?
I don't think we're good for each other.
You weren't compatible? Were you hitting her?
No.
Okay.
What kind of question?
Well,
is
you
that?
Said I don't think we were good for each other, so I instantly assumed you were abusive.
No, we're just weren't compatible.
Were you cutting yourself?
No.
Okay. So it sounds like if you weren't hitting her and you weren't cutting yourself, it sounds like maybe there's room for you guys to get back together. Wait, were you guys encouraging each other to use drugs?
No.
Were you sharing needles?
No.
See, I feel like there's still room in this
relationship.
That could
have been like a good bond for us to have, though, I think.
Did she hook up with one of your buddies?
No.
Did you hook up with one of her buddies?
No.
Yeah, I think there's still meat on that bone.
I'm not hearing the problem here.
Yeah. It sounds to me like.
I don't know who that guy is, but maybe.
It was his fault?
I don't know.
That's what he said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe him.
He looks like the kind of guy that would bang your girlfriend, I'll be honest.
Yeah, and send you pictures. Yeah.
What a jerk.
Oh, God. How do we get on this? Now people want to know if she beat you.
Oh, is that
a possibility?
No. Hmm. Not a possibility.
Did she set any of your guitars on fire?
If I had a guitar, she probably could have.
Oh, okay. So one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're better off. Sometimes you just got to eject, man.
Yeah, I feel that.
713-780-ESPN. You see, so I guess Cliff Kingsbury and Holly Saunders are a big thing now.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Let's just throw it out there. Cliff Kingsbury making a mistake.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean.
By the way, Arizona, prime farmland.
Yeah. That's like the
you're
going to
be head coach at least for 8 games of the Arizona Cardinals.
Doesn't he know anything about recruiting? That's a very fertile recruiting ground.
It is.
And he could, I mean, this dude, let's face it, the guy's been in Lubbock, which, let's talk about Lubbock for a second and the situation there if you're a man trying to hook up. If you are a student, there's hot chicks at Lubbock because it's a known fact that pretty much every dumb hot girl ends up at Texas Tech. That's If you've got like a 2.8 GPA in high school and you're hot,
you 2.85.
Yeah, you're probably like, guns up, woo, I'm going to go to college. And you spell it C-O-L-L-A-G-E when you announce it on Facebook. And that's okay. Like, there's got to be schools like that. The deal is, though, Cliff has been there as an employee of the university, and you're not supposed to dip your pen in company ink, if you know what I'm like. You're basically not supposed to bang students if you work for the university, at least as far as I know.
It's frowned upon. It's discouraged, but you're not going to get in trouble for it.
I mean, Professor Fowler knows that.
Former Professor Fowler.
So it's not like working at a high school. So, I mean, right. You can do it. It's just not.
Yeah, if you do it in high school, you wind up all over the news.
Right.
So
but if you
can't.
So if Cliff were sleeping with a student, it wouldn't be a big deal?
Not really.
Okay.
Not now. Where it would become a big deal is if she worked in the athletic department.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He had power over.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
That's what happened.
That's hashtag me too.
That's hashtag Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't have that.
But if it were just like a dirt farming major, whatever they teach it at Lubbock, a tortilla making major.
General studies.
Yeah, general studies. That would be okay. But now Cliff's in a spot where the world is his oyster. I mean.
And he should shuck.
He should
shuck away.
Shuck everyone that he can. He should shuck them in the front door, shuck them in the back door. I mean, like, he should be a mother shucker, in fact, as the world is his oyster. I can't imagine. Let's face it. Cliff is the kind of guy who. Some of us, we have to rely on our charm or our wit, and that can be difficult. That doesn't work on every girl, you know, because a lot of the times what you consider your charm and wit can really just be creepy, okay? And you know that better than anyone.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
You know that better than anyone. Whereas
I strive not to be creepy.
Cliff has two things that in any language – they work. He's really handsome and he's really wealthy. So that opens up a lot of opportunities, let's face it.
Oh, God, yeah.
So I think Cliff locking himself in now is a major mistake. Major.
Well, and I'm going to be honest with you. She doesn't really do it for me. I mean, she's hot, but she's kind of hot in that I'm just letting you know I'm hot way.
Is she hot in like a I'm an Arizona State co-ed way?
Yeah, yes and no.
Because that's what I'd be looking for. How old is she?
33.
Gross.
And not only that.
If I were Cliff Kingsbury, it'd be 28 and under. Hard line. Hard line.
Well, and she used to be.
What? You're 31? Well, listen, you're not on Cliff's level. Sorry. I mean, there's other dudes out there who would probably think you're a real catch. But this dude looks like Ryan Gosling. I mean, just saying.
Well, apparently she used to be married to Eric Casilius.
Oh.
So this is definitely an upgrade for her.
So she's recycled, as Tyler would put it?
Well, the fun part of the story is apparently she shared a bunch of the creepiest DMs she got.
From Cliff?
No, not from Cliff.
Oh,
that would have been better.
That would have been really good.
But these are some of them. I'm a photographer, and I'm in love with you so much that I will give your nude photo shoot for free, free, free. I would remove
what a lucky lady.
I would remove all the furniture from your residence, so the only place left for you to sit is.
Has a male photographer ever charged a woman for a nude photo shoot?
Only really good gay photographers.
Maybe then.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine being a woman and saying I'd like to do a nude photo shoot, and some guy's like, "Yeah, it's going to be my usual rates.
It's $1,000 an hour." Yeah. Here's one. I'm willing to drink your bath water. My couch pulls out, but I don't.
Oh, boy.
I mean, who sends this stuff, man?
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
Yeah. Then she got one that was kind of funny. Hi, my name is George Constanza. I'm unemployed. Live with my parents, but would love to take you out on a date. He's like, I'd actually love to go out with you, George. I think my favorite is, can I order a Holly and Cliff sandwich?
Was that from a male or a
female?
That
was from a male. Mm. That was from a male. Mm. And some of the other stuff I can't even say on air, but regardless, it's funny stuff. It's worth looking up. It's on Bro Bible if you want to get a good laugh. All right, guys, if you want to get a little money, how about you play some fantasy baseball? Maybe get in on some Astros tonight. Try my new favorite app, Draft. In fact, sometime next week I'm going to set up some leagues for us so we can all play against each other. It's daily fantasy baseball, but it's not like the other guys. That's why I love it so much. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league, but you do it for one day. And once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. You just sit back and watch the games and enjoy it. And the best part, you're playing for cold, hard cash. And you get paid out the next day. Drafts start as low as a dollar, so whatever your bankroll is, they got you covered. And I've got a season-long one that I'm doing. I've been doing a couple a week. Been investing heavily in Astros lately, so I'm not doing well. But that'll turn around. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store and play right from your computer on Draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Blitzers get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store and go to Draft.com and enter promo code FRED. That's Draft.com.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
It's an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
Woo! Yeah, there's a big crowd here. They're cheering us every time we come back. Woo!
There you go.
Yeah.
Actually, people start.
It's unbelievable.
People are starting to funnel in here now.
It's unbelievable how famous you've gotten, Fred.
It's not me, sir. It's all you. It's all you and Aaron and Tyler.
I have to tell you.
You've become very famous.
Well, I don't know about that, but a lot of Blitzers coming in. So come on out. Still some tables available, but probably not going to last too much longer because people are going to go here, get drunk, go to the Astros game. So. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And, I highly recommend, by the way, for almost every Astros game, park on this side of town, go to a bar here beforehand, and then go down there. It's a pretty good setup.
Yeah.
If you're coming from the burbs, and that's the thing. If you're coming from my side of town, that doesn't make a ton of sense. But if you're coming from the burbs, that's the best thing to do. That's my best tip for you on parking. And it used to be Ogo Park and Edo. Not anymore. That's getting crazy. Your lineup for tonight, nothing surprising. Springer, Altuve, Bregman, Brantley, fourth, Correa, fifth, Gurriel, Reddick, Chirinos, and Kemp.
All right.
With Colin McHugh on the mound.
On the bump, they like to call it.
I hate that term.
Why?
The bump. It's just so dumb.
That's what everybody calls it, the bump.
And it's just dumb.
Just kidding. I don't know anybody in real life who calls
it the bump. No, I hear broadcasters do it, and I want to punch them in the ear.
What about the hill? Are you okay with that?
I'm not just the mound. I mean, why do you have to create other names for things? Why do you have to create slang for a thing that is kind of a slang thing to begin with?
Yeah. I don't mind.
Like, why do you have to call an assist a dime?
Like, if
I mean, what the hell? Why do you have to do that?
I don't know. But if we were on a baseball team together, and you said, "What's the lineup?" and I said, "Fred, you're playing right field, and Tyler's on the hill," you wouldn't be okay with that.
I'd be okay with that. Okay. I wouldn't love it. There's no need.
Why? Because you don't want to be in right field.
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed off that you have me in right field because, as we know and as you know as a coach, that's where you farm off the kids who can't play. So a little pissed off at that. And, frankly, I have a better knuckleball than Tyler. So, although this is one of those things about getting old. There was a time when I could buzz a baseball pretty good.
Yeah. And you could throw?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I never pitched.
I had a really good arm. I didn't have great control, but I could wing it. I am so far from that now. I'm not even sure I could get a pitch from. I keep turning down these opportunities to throw out the first pitch at stuff because I'm not even sure I could get one to home plate now.
Oh.
I mean, that's the thing that sucks most about getting old.
Yeah, well, that and, you know, your body, your face, your hair. I mean, that's got to suck too, right?
I don't care about those.
Oh, okay. Just being able to throw.
Able to throw because I'm out playing catch with the damn dog, and I'm throwing a ball like 20 feet. And I'm like, really? And I try to throw it harder, and it just doesn't go anywhere. It's like, okay, you're an old. Deal with it. It's pathetic. I was actually thinking it'd be fun to maybe get on a softball team or something, just to have something to do.
Yeah.
I can't throw the ball anymore. Mm. That would be embarrassing. And you know what would happen? They'd put me in right field.
Yeah.
Or DH me. That'd be even worse. Being DH on your softball.
That's pretty bad.
So 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713.
The worst in softball is catcher.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's slow pitch softball, you're just standing there catching. That's right. The worst. That's where they put. I mean, that's where they put a guy like you. I mean, I'll just be honest.
You know, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't suck in an over 50 league.
Okay. I mean, that's probably true.
I imagine I would still be competitive.
Competitive? What kind of swing do you have these days?
I still can hit the ball, but I'm obviously don't have the power or the quickness in my bat, but I can still, especially in softball, I can still drill a ball pretty good. I'm not going to hit home runs anymore, but I can hit a lot of balls in the gaps.
Well, my problem is when I play softball, I have what you call a janky-ass knee. So if I don't hit a home run in softball, I don't really want to play. Like, I don't want to have to run fast. So if I hit the ball on the ground, I'm probably just going to concede that that's an out.
See, I'll give you a little secret. Because I'm left-handed, everybody always shifts on me.
Uh-huh.
And so I just punch the ball down the third baseline and get a double every time. That's pretty much my go-to. Yeah. And then after the third try, they stop doing the switch on me. So then I just pull the ball under right.
Yeah.
So I can still do that, but I'm pretty useless otherwise. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. And when we come back after this next break, I want to ask you a UFC question.
Okay.
Would that be okay, sir?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. We're going to take a quick one. We're out here at Live Sports Bar. Come on out. People are starting to trickle in now. And some blitzers here already. So come get your spot at the bar. By the way, they have a really cool patio bar upstairs if you've never been on it.
I have never been up there. Why don't we do the show up there?
Yeah, that would be that would have been cool.
Yeah. What's your problem, Tyler? Why don't you set us up upstairs?
Yeah, it's a nice enough day.
Is your ex-girlfriend up there or what?
She's stalking now?
Great. All right. I got to tell you guys about my friends over at Carbach and the Crawfish Fest coming up April 14th at noon at the brewery, presented by Arctic Outdoors. It's going to benefit the Robert Garner Firefighters Foundation. You hang out, listen to some great music. G Love and Special Sauce is playing. Bob Schneider and a variety of brass bands are going to be out there. And you'll be sitting there drinking beer, eating some hot Cajun crawfish. Can't beat it. VIP tickets are available. They include 3 pounds of crawfish, 3 beers, access to the VIP deck and pub with air conditioning and private bathrooms. That's probably pretty important, too. And an Arctic bag with a shirt and a koozie. Tickets available now at carbachbrewing.com. Get out to that restaurant if you haven't tried it yet. It's the weekend. Good time to get out there. Get some of that grub. The menu, dynamic, diverse, and delicious. You're going to love everything they got going on there. And everything they've got on the menu pairs perfectly with a beer that they have on the wall. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See what they've got going on at the brewery. See what they've got in the tank. See what they've got going on at the restaurant. See what's available now. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or when you're out and about this weekend. Tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Live Sports Bar on Main Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz from Live Sports Bar downtown, starting to get pretty live in here, A.J.
I see what you did there, Fred.
Yeah. So come on out if you're going to the game. I'm noticing a lot more orange jerseys than anything today.
That's because I said they look weird. So
and so everybody went with opposite of you.
Yeah.
So I'm all about that blue. That's I don't think orange. Well, I don't. Nothing looks good on me, but I know orange doesn't. So I promise you. By the way, first off, want to remind you, check out sportsmap.com. We are just doing record numbers because we're putting really good stuff on there that nobody else has. Fun videos, great stories, you name it. Everything you could possibly want on the Houston sports scene is on SportsMap. So check it out, sportsmap.com. I know the editor real well. He's a hell of a guy. Okay, so I promised you a UFC question. Is this Brock Lesnar-Cormier thing for real? And if so, what are your thoughts on it?
I don't know if it's for real. I'm sure the UFC would love it to be for real. It would be a massive moneymaker for them. My thoughts on it as far as competitively, Daniel Cormier would bleep on Brock Lesnar. I mean, there's levels to this stuff. Daniel Cormier is a different level than Brock Lesnar. Especially, I mean, Daniel Cormier has committed his life to this.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar has not. Brock Lesnar's a part-time fighter, and because he's such a freakish athlete, he's pretty good at being a part-time fighter. But Daniel Cormier is also a great athlete, and this is his life. Like, you can't just expect guys who show up every once in a while and decide they want to fight to beat guys who are the best in the world at it. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I figured that's what you'd say. But I'm curious. I think it'd be a huge moneymaker. But even if Lesnar were to win, what are the odds he'd actually pass a drug test again?
That's the
bigger question. Poor Cormier. The only time he loses, the guys are failing drug tests.
Yeah.
But, that would be – I'd buy that fight.
Yeah,
even though I know the outcome. I know the outcome.
I mean, that's the thing about Brock Lesnar. When he fights, you have to watch it. You have to see what's going to happen.
What odds do you think we'd get on Cormier in that? Because, you know, Lesnar's going to take some public money.
Yeah, minus 400, something like that.
That's the best you can do?
That's the best I can do.
That kind of sucks. I was hoping.
Sorry.
I was hoping for like 250,
no,
280.
I don't think you're getting that.
Okay. Well, my interest just disappeared. 713-780-ESPN. Did you see that your buddy Jason Witten talked about the criticism he got on Monday Night Football?
No.
He admitted that he said the narrative of his struggles meant that his broadcasting success was going to have to be a long-term effort. In other words, he sucked so much early that it was going to take a while to recover. But he was on Ryan Russillo's podcast.
So is he trying to say that he was good late in the season?
No, I don't think that's what he's saying. I think it was going to take more than a year. He said nobody's immune to it, regardless of how much mental toughness you have. That was one of the things I kind of prided myself on as a player. As a player 15 years, I could handle the big stage. Certainly, I took a beating. I'm aware of it. To say, hey, you didn't pay attention to it, that's bull bleep. Everybody's aware, and if you're not, you're lying to me. I'm going to dispute him there a little bit. Because we get a lot of criticism for stuff, and I just don't give a flying, you know what.
A rat's A. Or you don't give a rat's tail.
No, I mean, it's out there. Who cares?
Yeah.
There's a reason we're still here, but you know, and first year in it though, I can kind of see that. Says the toughest part was you finished. I checked my text and found out I was sick of something or somebody died in my family. hey, praying for you. Keep your head up. Don't worry about it. I'm like, my gosh, it wasn't that bad. I said I'd pull a rabbit out of his head instead of rabbit out of his hat. You guys know what I meant, right? I screwed up, but it wasn't the end of the world, in my opinion.
It was the end of the world,
it
Jason.
Was.
You
was.
Can't pull a rabbit out of a head.
Well, maybe you can. Depends on the head, right? Like, if it's a fake head, you could do it. Or, yeah, what that disgusting thing Tyler just did, whatever
yeah.
that was. But, you know, he also said things like Cam Newton was great at the run after the catch.
That's not great.
In the Pro Bowl, he said Colts tight end Eric Ebron was Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes' guy all year.
But they,
not so good.
Same team? No?
Shame.
They should have put him and Stephen A. on a show together.
How
awesome would that have been? And then just have, I don't remember which ESPN show used to have the guy who would go back and correct them at the end. But have a guy whose entire job is write down everything they do wrong, and at the end of the show, give a top 10 list of things they got wrong.
Tony Reale did that for Pardon the Interruption.
Yeah, Pardon the Interruption. That's
do it, but don't give them any notes beforehand. Just let them BS their way through the broadcast.
Did you see what Stephen A. Smith had to say about his new money?
I did not.
Stephen A. Smith, we talked about yesterday, probably going to get about $10 million a year. And, you know, there's some people hating, and I guess we don't need Stephen A. to be humble about what he's got going on.
No, and but I got first of all, I got no problem with him making that kind of money. I mean, he's their biggest star.
Yeah, just get your money, bro.
Yeah.
How about this quote? Those who are great get more than those who are not. Let me be unapologetic in what I'm about to say. Everybody at ESPN or in the world of sports media does not deserve to be paid what I get paid. I don't believe it. I just don't, and I'll never apologize for it. I didn't bust my tail all these years for somebody to come along late and say, damn it, it's about fairness. We think they should get paid as much as you. What? You don't generate the revenue I generate. You don't generate the ratings I generate. You ain't as popular as me. You don't resonate as much as me. You don't deserve as much as I get. That's directed at you, Fred.
No, it's not directed at me.
No, he mentions your name, Fred Fowler. I'm talking to you. In the quote.
No, you're the one he doesn't like.
Oh,
because you're the one who's critical of him. All I said was ESPN has him way too overextended, and I blame ESPN for that, not so much him. But I wouldn't say it in those terms, but I don't really disagree with him.
I wouldn't either.
And
I'm not a fan. Like I don't like his style. I don't see the appeal, but people do. I mean, there's no denying that the guy draws. So guys who draw, they get paid. That's just how that's the way the world works. Guys who sell a lot of records, even if I think their music's crappy, that's the way the world works.
I kind of feel like there's people at the station who shouldn't make what I make or what you make based on value.
You think there's guys at the station who should make what we
no.
make?
No.
Oh, no way.
No, I don't. And
yeah, no.
So
no.
yeah, that and I mean I'm not
Not you, Tyler.
I'm not gonna
God,
say,
no.
Oh, no. Yeah, you
No, you're
Dude, God, you're man. Overpaid to begin with.
Seriously.
Yeah, show up at what 3:05 today, 3:10. Yeah, come on, man. But no, I think in any business, just like whether it's sports or whether it's this, why does anybody begrudging what somebody else makes? Because the people who make big money deserve it. They've earned it. They bring in revenue. They bring in ratings. You know, when we didn't have either, yeah, we didn't get paid.
Yeah,
I mean that's. But you work and you see where you get. And I mean, again, I don't know that I would put it as bluntly as he did. But if people are I'm guessing there's people at ESPN complaining about it. It's like, oh, I should make as much as Stephen A. No, you really shouldn't.
No.
I mean,
who's the big star at ESPN that should be making that?
Who else can you even name there now? Be honest.
Mike Golick.
Okay. And Trey Wingo.
Trey Wingo. You know what? I think Scott Van Pelt deserves to get some dough.
Van Pelt deserves to get paid, but does he do all the things that Stephen A. does? And while I think he's better, no. I mean, I don't think he deserves to be paid at that level. should get paid. But, yeah, I'm a little surprised that he came out that strong. No, I'm not. That's what he does. All right. Well, how about this? Tomorrow, planning to come out strong on the Triple Crown preps. You got the Santa Anita Derby. You got the Wood Memorial. You got the Bluegrass Stakes. And you know where to bet them. BetUSRacing.com. And you can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer and mobile phone. And they offer daily rebates, which is really cool. I get back a good chunk off of every bet, which I love. And all you have to do to get signed up, promo code PONY, and you're going to get 10% cash added to your next deposit. So you have a little extra play with there. And if you want some action between the races, guess what? You can play blackjack in over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. And if you sign up today, you can qualify to get a $150 bonus. Start betting today. Don't forget to use the exclusive promo code PONY. Get 10% cash added to your next deposit. Sam Houston's going to be cranking up again next week. Guess where you're going to want to play? BetUSRacing.com. It's time for you to get in on the action. BetUSRacing.com.
ESPN 97.5.